I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine triggered a wave of refugees fanning out all across Europe. Approaching 1 year in the crisis, people are asking how will this crisis impact Ukraine into the future? David Durant serves with Teach Beyond, a ministry that provides education access around the world in Jesus' name.
That's not very well researched. What is researched is the pandemic. There was a research article that came out of The Economist that just caught what the impact of the pandemic was on kids' education. Even that level of crisis where kids were not able to be in the classroom, where they were getting at least something online, even that is going to have, 10 years out, hugely detrimental effects on the mental health of these kids.
As they provide education, Teach Beyond shares about the love of Jesus. Please ask God to move through this work. And as we begin the new year, we recognize that the church in South Asia faces increasing pressure from religious majority groups in various countries. Joe Handley with Asian Access says sometimes the persecution comes from governments, and sometimes the government simply looks the other way.
To the degree that most of my colleagues are alarmed, they're very worried about this, and they're asking for help. They need counsel through these situations. They need pastoral care and then equipping. How do you face these kinds of challenges? What do you do when somebody in your church, their wife has been burned, or maybe their sister or their daughter?
Handley spoke to one Christian who was tortured with literal salt in his wounds. His captors demanded he recant his Christian faith. In another country, the military captured a man and nailed his hand to a board, asking him if Jesus would save him. Please pray for these believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio shares a guide to help you pray for people groups all over the world. Find yours at missionnews.org.